The only chain that a man can stand is a chain of hand in hand. Keep your eyes on that prize. Hold on.
Got my hands. The evening features a one-woman performance of Harriet about former slave and abolitionist Harriet Tubman. Also, there will be a one-man performance of MLK and Mandela. Lawrence Gamel Jr. is acting and directing.
Harriet is written by Keisha Kenyatta, and it's a play I did a few years ago. It's the story of Harriet Tubman, Grandma Moses, and it takes place from her birth all the way through the fugitive slave law that had passed and how she's talking about it. She goes from childhood to being a teen, learn out what happened when she was married and what inspired her to go to freedom. Which was really her husband saying that she couldn't be free. She's like, forget that. So she left. And how she came back for her relatives and got everyone and then showed other slaves how to get to freedom.
Well, you'll walk away with something that you did not know about Harriet. I think the play does a good job of filling in the gaps that some of us may have about her entire life.
Jessica McMillan portrays Harriet.
I do have a few favorite parts, but I do appreciate the part where she's very young and it's her first experience with being hired out as a slave, and she's away from her family, and you really get a chance to see how she evolves into the strong woman and those skills that she picked up that will later on come in handy for when she's out there rescuing the slaves. So I'll give you a sample of her finding out about the railroad. I always loved the woods. My daddy taught me everything I need to know about the woods. He taught me how to snake belly through the grass without making a sound. Soon, I started hearing about this underground railroad. I learned how to sleep with my ears open, a tool that came in handy when I was out there in the woods escaping them paddy rollers on Underground Railroad.
Again, Jessica McMillan as Harriet Tubman under the direction of Lawrence Gamel. Gamel, with narrator Josephine Mayo, is also performing MLK and Mandela, about American civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Nelson Mandela, an anti-apartheid activist who became the first black president of South Africa.
It's just capturing as much as I can their most famous speeches that brought them to where they're supposed to be. Then I put in different historic figures like Malcolm X and Bobby Kennedy. So it lets you know through Joe when they were born, what their accomplishments were. And then she says, well, take us to the mountaintop, or take us to I Have a Dream, or for Nelson Mandela, we need you to tell us this speech. It's a history of both characters while I bring in certain other historic figures to kind of like bring the play along.
Gamel improvises a sampling.
All right, so we'll start with Martin. As you know in this world that as people together, we can come together and work with one another as long as the dream is complete. And if Mandela can talk for me here for a moment, he would say that with East Country in South Africa, that as we are together, that we will come together to work with America and all the people of the world. As long as we work together, we can accomplish everything we need. Isn't that right, Malcolm? Well, we should know that. In this world, now, if you listen right, we can come together. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, we can come together by any means necessary. Isn't that right, President? Well, as a country, we know that together, if we can hold hands and understand about life, then life will follow. And with life following us, we know that we can succeed and there is nothing we cannot do. As Madiba would say, we are all one. Thank you.
Lawrence Gamel with an excerpt of the many speeches included in his performance of MLK and Mandela. His personal favorite comes from Martin Luther King.
I enjoyed doing the Mountaintop speech because it was the last speech before he was killed, and he was saying how he's not worried about anything. He's reached the mountaintop. He's going over that mountain, and he's seen the promised land, so he's not afraid.
Probably setting up the stage for when we begin to talk about Nelson Mandela. That's probably one of my favorite parts, yeah.
Narrator Joe Mayo. Why Mandela?
Because I have such awe and respect for him, because he went through so much and still came out to be such a wonderful, positive human being despite all the horrors that he had experienced and had lived through.
The short plays MLK and Mandela and Harriet are being presented as part of Pensacola State College's celebration of Black History Month. Again, actor-director Lawrence Gamel says his hope for the evening is simple.
I just want them to enjoy the show, and I want them to be inspired to learn more about history and about Black history, and also be inspired just to share that with others.
The performance is this Saturday evening, 7 o'clock, at the Ashmore Fine Arts Auditorium. There's no charge for admission. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.